The Louisiana Department of Health is urging caution after a fifth person has died from Vibrio vulnificus infection. 26 Louisiana residents have been infected this year. State epidemiologist Teresa Sokol says it's a severe illness.
Every person who has had one of these Vibrio infections in Louisiana this year has required hospitalization.
Sokol says avoid exposure by covering open wounds with waterproof bandages when in the water, and don't eat raw or undercooked seafood from the warm Gulf waters. U.S. Representative Julia Letlow tells a Baton Rouge radio station she will not challenge Bill Cassidy for one of Louisiana's Senate seats.
Letlow ended the speculation when Brian Haldane of Talk 107.3 asked a congresswoman if she would run for Senate.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve the people of the Fifth, and that is exactly what I'm focused on.
LSU political science professor Robert Hogan.
Certainly, I think it probably makes Senator Cassidy breathe a sigh of relief.
But Cassidy still faces three well-known Republican challengers in the April primary. And President Trump could still endorse one of those challengers.
Even if he stays out of the race, I think Cassidy is going to have difficulty given the way the rules have changed.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Deputies in Terrebonne Parish have arrested two men for the 2015 murder of 56-year-old Pamela Johnson. Sheriff Tim Saunier says detectives recently got their big break and arrested Johnson's husband, 70-year-old Charles Johnson, along with 43-year-old Shannon Robinson.
Murder of Pamela Johnson was directly related to conspiracy to kill for financial gain.
I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.